Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Van Halen bringing us back, clearly their best song of all time, Jump. That's a magnificent little organ riff there. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. Gary Moore is our guest, our good friend, longtime 20-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, founder of the Financial Seminary. He is officially now, he tells me, 100% retired. I don't believe a word of it. I know he's got a sixth book in the works, so all that retirement business is just a bunch of baloney. But we won't do without him. We roxed him out from time to time to make him give us some of his wisdom. Gary, you told me something earlier today that I want you to say again. Tell the audience what you told me about a recession.
Well, Sir John Templeton's favorite saying was, the most expensive four words in the English language is, it's different this time. And I'm hearing a lot of that talk again. I've heard that so often during my career. The Internet, and just as an example, 1999 was going to change everything, you know. Uh-huh. And we know what happened, Jim. And 2008, you couldn't lose money in real estate, and John said, you better sell your house.
Yeah.
Told a friend of mine to do that, by the way, who was a portfolio manager for him, and she did it, thankfully. But
tell him what you said to me about the recession earlier. I want your quote on the record. What did you tell me earlier about the recession?
Well, let me give you...
answer my question. What did you say about the recession?
Well, what did I say?
You said there's got to be one coming up soon.
Yeah. Sir John, people would always ask him, you know, is the economic cycle been overcome? And Sir John would take a ball and toss it up in the air or something, and it'd rise so far, and then it'd fall back down. And he said, when they repeal gravity, they'll repeal the economic cycle.
Mm-hmm.
That was his view. You know, it's been happening. Remember the seven lean years and seven fat years
yep.
in the Bible?
But don't you believe that if there is a recession, it'll be not unlike what happened in 08. It'll be because somebody did something stupid rather than the market fundamentals. I don't think there are market fundamentals in place right now for a recession on any kind of a near-term basis. I mean, we're almost clean as a hound's tooth with regard to managing our inventory. Nobody is surprised about supply chains but being bollocked up here or there. We know where everything is. And unless there's some kind of a financial screw-up by Wall Street or the Fed or Washington, I just don't see it unless we should get into a trade war. That would be a Washington thing.
Well, but that's what you're getting back to, Jim. People do stupid stuff, especially on Wall Street and in Washington. We used to have an old saying on Wall Street that some messes are so complicated it takes a PhD to come.
But here's the thing, though. Here's the thing, though, Gary. If somehow the trade deal gets done with China, and they're about to put together the Canada Mexico deal, I think this next week or two. If those get done, I don't think I'm not saying there's never going to be another recession, but I don't know how organically. See, you and I came up in a time when recessions happened organically. The economy just kind of slinkied up, you know, it got bollocked up on its own because we didn't know where everything was. Those organic recessions are not really in our future, I don't think, much anymore. What do you think?
I can't agree with that, Jim. Let me give you an example. I just sold my home, Jim. You know, my wife died 18
yep.
months ago,
mm-hmm.
and I needed to downsize. And I live in a gorgeous community. The old saying, the least expensive house in the best neighborhood you can find. That's what I've
been to your house once. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And, Jim, I just sold it for $150,000 less than the real estate agent told me it was worth.
Yeah.
And the reason is our town is so flooded with builders building. Jim, you can't look anywhere
That's what I meant about the screw-ups. If we get people out there.
I don't think
that's as organic as it is policy mistakes, because you couldn't build those houses if there weren't the policies out there to encourage people to buy them. I'm concerned we're getting back into another 2008 scenario. What do you think?
Oh, I definitely think so.
One of the reasons
I had to take so much less is the first five houses on my street are for sale and nobody can get a bid on them.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason we couldn't get a bid is the other side of the country club, they are just building houses like there's, you know, everybody in the world.
With you that the one thing you and I agree on is the next recession-type lever onshore in the United States could be another, not a full-blown 2008, because I think they've solved some of that, the low capital scenarios that banks had, but it could definitely be an overbuilding situation in some parts of the world. I think you could be right about that. Gary, you want to give us a website? You got a retirement website?
Sure. No, I need to update my old one, but there's still some good stuff on there. Financialseminary.org.
Check it out. Are the books there? They can find all the books there?
Yeah, or they're on Amazon.
Yeah. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen. Quick break. Right back with Gary after the break. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.